turundusdoktor aitab.
And now our case study. Hi, we are a company that sells personalized gifts for business clients. We have been rather successful in Estonia and in nearby countries. We want to expand our team and recruit a new sales manager for Scandinavian markets. How should we market in order to find a right person?
Well, what do you say? It's an interesting question, right? It's an HR question. How, if I get it right, they were asking how do we find the right person for our job, right?
Yeah.
So what should they sell?
They are selling the personalized gifts for business client, business to business, and let's say that if you are a marketing director in a big company, you want to find nice Christmas presents for your top 500 clients, and this is the company who is supplying you the presents, making them exactly as you would like to have. Mm-hmm. So this is the business, what they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Christoph, continue, please.
And then they want to find a new member for the team and want to market it somehow. Well, as the previous one wasn't too good, as I understood.
Not marketed as well.
We don't know that. Actually, we don't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, starting again, what's their business goal? If they want to fill that position, and if they are thinking about investing nothing but money to accommodate the needs of that potential person, I'd say that's a shame. Why not start thinking about what this potential employee actually really wants and really needs? And that's something that I can't say often enough and loud enough. Because all those companies that, to me, are really exceeding at the moment in the last couple of years, they have started to leave this whole 100-year-old idea of workforce completely interchangeable and without any personal needs, no private life. If I look at it from that perspective, I'd say this personalized gifts producer must have something to offer other than just a plain job, right? So, first of all, as I see it, it's the expansion into a new territory. So what they want to have is somebody who's willing to take a challenge. In what ways can I actually literally describe that challenge? And I guess they wouldn't have written that question if finding the right person is the difficulty. To some companies, the difficulty is not finding the right person, meaning having him or her apply to me. To most large companies, the biggest problem is filtering the right person out of all those that apply. If I now assume that it's not about the quality of the application, but it's about the quantity of the application, having more people apply, more of the right people apply, I'd say you need to address what they really want. And then, one size or one shoe doesn't fit all, which means as there are different player types, some people like to play for community and for the joy of being with others and sharing and helping. Some, as most people who are in sales, for instance, they are more competitive and they like to compete and they like to brag and they like to have tough challenges, tough nuts to crack. So if they think about this potential candidate, what type of player, what type of person, what type of employee would they like to have? And again, assuming just picking one of those, I don't know the company, if I'd say, well, I want to have a really competitive person because it's a sales position, there wouldn't be any better way to attract that person if I want to have the best nutcracker out there to give them a tough nut to crack. So why not having something marketing-wise that resembles a challenge, whereas your application is in the process when you submit your answer or your solution to it. And that could be literally anything, largely depending on the budget that they want to spend on it, how important is it to them to find that person. And then it's a question of how long shall it take? You know, how much money do I need to, or time do I need to invest to solve that problem? Where would people start looking for these problems? How senior shall that problem be? Which means, would I rather publish that problem, that challenge within universities, or is it people in higher ranking positions in pre-existing companies, as you said, Anu? I mean, is it like I'm already working as a sales director, so what I'm reading is this, that, and the other thing, those typical marketing thoughts, you know, through what channels and where do I reach my target audience? And then come up with an idea that is tailor-fit for this kind of person within his time frame, who can't help but feel invited to solve this problem just because it's fun to solve this problem, and then think like, well, if the company is that cool to give me something that entertaining to do, and they are that rewarding, or they are rewarding me that much only for having solved that problem, maybe I actually really want to work for them. And then all you want to have is this first contact, and then take it from there.
Raoul, what are your suggestions?
Nice ideas from Christoph. I would say that for me, actually, it seems to me that the more, as Christoph told, one goal is to find people who are interested of work, and another thing is to filter it and to find really people who are capable to do the work. So I would rather give them something to do before they come. Maybe make a video of how they already go to some, because actually the problem with this personal gifts is probably that you have to be representative. The person itself has to be quite representative, had to look nice, talk nice, and he has to find a clever or a smooth ways to the different houses, to the different companies to present himself. So this is a kind of a game. People should be able to do it. So I would give them a task, a simple task. Take your best friend, take your mobile phone, and let him make a video. Take something from your home, from your shop, or whatever you want, and go to the, I don't know, I would give them a list of the companies that are in my interest. Go, please, to one of them, let your friend film everything you do, and then we take those videos and we compare. And if you are good enough, we pay you and we take you. That is shortly.
I think the company is worried currently about not having good candidates, or it might even be that they might receive applicants that it's difficult to choose any of them. So of course we can always talk about filtering, but as it's a really challenging job, so I do understand that it's really, really difficult to find someone. So I think that there is a need to find a balance between the challenge and also the kind of wideness to have someone to choose from. Because in the recruitment, when you have just one person to choose from, my experience says that it's always a bad idea, or yeah, it usually doesn't work. So you somehow don't choose. You just take the person, and it might be not the best one for you. So so that's why it's really challenging. But I think also it's important to look at the company and to ask that why should anyone work in our company? And it's not only because we have a good team or you have a challenging job, but is there anything else that makes you somehow special? And I know that this is a problem that most of the Estonian companies face. And then probably what they have, the really basic marketing question is that okay, if I want to have a new sales manager for some Scandinavian markets, and maybe even I want the person to live somewhere in Scandinavia, then I don't think it's a good idea to advertise the position only in Estonia. It would help as support. But if you really want to find someone from Scandinavia, then it probably should be wise to go to either whatever your target market is, go to your target market and try to headhunt really the right person from that market who knows, who has the contacts, who has experience and can help you a lot. And then it's even more important to think that how we, a small or not small, a medium-sized company in Estonia can attract a professional from a Scandinavian market. What are the things, how do we compete with the local companies, and what could we really offer for the persons? Why should they choose us from Estonia that is not well probably known in Scandinavia?
And also I just wanted to add that even the most simplest way is to go to those different countries, different markets, and put a little advertising somewhere, and say that you want to buy, for example, personal gifts for your company, and then you will wait up all those sales manager come to you, and then you will discuss with them a next job offer.
Yeah. Let's assume you would know all those individuals that are potential high-ranking candidates. They do what they do best, and they send them personalized gifts. 1 week ago or so, I read a story of a U.S. company, and it's one of those who are entering the market at the moment for home delivery of supermarket online shopping. So, you know, it's like those, you know, having those groceries sent to your door. And one of those startups tried to get a date with a venture capitalist. He wouldn't let them in, so he decided he was to send that VC guy a six-pack of beer through his own service. So literally, he was sending him a six-pack, and 30 minutes later, he got an email going like, you definitely have an appointment tomorrow.
It's so easy, actually. It's so easy.
Very good. Thank you a lot for the interesting ideas. Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting cases that we can discuss, or then call to Marketing Institute and we can really write down your questions and bring them to our guests to discuss here in the Marketing Radio Talk Show. Thank you a lot.